This is Unit 2 of Pimsleur's Swahili 1. Listen to this conversation.
Samahani bwana, wafahamu Kiswahili?
Kidogo.
Wewe ni Mwamerika?
Ndio. Wafahamu Kiingereza bibi?
Hapana bwana, sifahamu Kiingereza.
Listen again.
Samahani bwana, wafahamu Kiswahili?
Kidogo.
Wewe ni Mwamerika?
Ndio. Wafahamu Kiingereza bibi?
Hapana bwana, sifahamu Kiingereza.
Say the name of the English language in Swahili.
Kiingereza.
Say Swahili, meaning the Swahili language.
Kiswahili. Kiswahili.
Say, I understand.
Nafahamu. Nafahamu.
And now say, I understand Swahili.
Nafahamu Kiswahili.
Now practice pronouncing that after the Swahili speaker.
Nafahamu Kiswahili. Kiswahili. Nafahamu. Nafahamu Kiswahili. Nafahamu Kiswahili.
Tell me that you understand Swahili.
Nafahamu Kiswahili.
A little.
Kidogo.
Now tell me that you understand Swahili a little.
Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo. Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
Ask me if I understand.
Wafahamu? Wafahamu?
Did your question intonation sound like the speaker's? Ask me if I understand Swahili.
Wafahamu Kiswahili? Wafahamu Kiswahili?
Ask, do you understand English?
Wafahamu Kiingereza?
Say, no sir.
Hapana bwana.
Say, I don't understand.
Sifahamu.
Remember, it's the si beginning, which means I don't. Say again, I don't understand.
Sifahamu. Si. Sifahamu.
She says, excuse me.
Samahani. Samahani.
Say, I don't understand English.
Sifahamu Kiingereza. Sifahamu Kiingereza.
And now say, I don't understand Swahili.
Sifahamu Kiswahili. Sifahamu Kiswahili.
And how would you say, I understand a little?
Nafahamu kidogo.
Say again, I don't understand Swahili.
Sifahamu Kiswahili.
I understand English.
Nafahamu Kiingereza.
I understand English a little.
Nafahamu Kiingereza kidogo. Kiingereza kidogo. Nafahamu Kiingereza kidogo.
Say, you understand English.
Wafahamu Kiingereza.
Say, you understand.
Wafahamu.
Remember the
wa
in that is what means you. And how would you say you are?
Wewe ni. Wewe. Wewe ni.
Say, you are American.
Wewe ni Muamerika.
Ask, are you American?
Wewe ni Muamerika. Wewe ni Muamerika.
Say, yes, miss.
Ndiyo, bibi. Bibi.
How do you say sir or mister?
Bwana.
Say, no, sir.
Hapana, bwana.
Now say again, yes, miss.
Ndiyo, bibi.
Does your pronunciation of
ndiyo
sound like the speaker's? Repeat after him for practice.
Ndiyo. Ndi. Ndiyo. Ndiyo, bibi.
Say, I understand Swahili.
Nafahamu Kiswahili.
Say, a little.
Kidogo.
Say, I understand Swahili a little.
Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo. Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
Do you remember how to ask, are you American?
Wewe ni Muamerika? Wewe ni Muamerika?
How would she say to him, yes, you're American?
Ndiyo, wewe ni Muamerika. Ndiyo, wewe ni Muamerika.
You understand English.
Wafahamu Kiingereza.
Say, you understand.
Wafahamu.
Now ask, do you understand?
Wafahamu?
Do you understand English?
Wafahamu Kiingereza? Wafahamu Kiingereza?
Say, no, sir.
Hapana, bwana.
Say, I don't understand.
Sifahamu.
Here is how to say hello in Swahili. Listen and repeat.
Hujambo. Jambo. Mbo. Jambo. Hu. Hujambo. Hujambo.
Say hello, miss.
Hujambo, bibi. Hujambo, bibi.
If the woman were older, here is how you would address her. Listen and repeat.
Mama. Mama. Mama.
Speaking to an older woman, say, hello, ma'am.
Hujambo, mama. Hujambo, mama.
Here's how she would answer. Hello, sir. Listen and repeat.
Sijambo, bwana. Sijambo. Si. Sijambo. Sijambo.
This is how you would respond to someone's hello. Say it again.
Sijambo. Sijambo, bwana.
You've just met a young Kenyan woman. Say, hello, miss.
Hujambo, bibi. Hujambo, bibi.
How does she respond?
Sijambo. Sijambo, bwana.
Now you want to ask, how are you? For how are you in Swahili, you ask literally, the news are which. So first let's practice the word which.
Gani. Gani. Gani.
Say which.
Gani.
Here's how to say news. Listen and repeat.
Habari. Ri. Bari. Habari. Habari.
Say news.
Habari. Habari gani?
Try to ask, how are you?
Habari gani? Habari gani?
Suppose you're speaking to an older woman. Say, hello, ma'am.
Hujambo, mama. Mama. Hujambo, mama.
How does she answer? Hello, sir.
Sijambo, bwana. Sijambo.
Ask her, how are you?
Habari gani?
Her answer is, very well, thanks.
Nzuri sana, asante.
First, the word thanks. Listen and repeat.
Asante. Te. Sante. Asante. Asante.
Did your pronunciation sound like the speaker's? Say thanks.
Asante. Asante.
Here's the word good. Listen and repeat.
Nzuri.
This word begins with a fast NZ sound, as at the end of the English word bronze. Listen and repeat again.
Nzuri. Ri. Nzur. Nzur. Nzuri. Nzuri.
Say again, good.
Nzuri. Nzuri.
Now listen and repeat, very.
Sana. Sana. Nzuri sana.
Very good. In Swahili, you literally say, good, very. Try it.
Nzuri sana. Nzuri sana.
This is how you would tell someone that you're feeling well. Now try to say, very good, thanks, meaning very well, thanks.
Nzuri sana, asante. Nzuri sana, asante.
Say again, very well, thanks.
Nzuri sana, asante.
Say, hello, sir.
Hujambo, bwana. Bwana.
Respond, hello, miss.
Sijambo, bibi. Sijambo, bibi.
Ask the man how he is.
Habari gani? Habari gani, bwana?
Answer, very well, thanks.
Nzuri sana, asante. Nzuri sana.
Now say, very well, miss.
Nzuri sana, bibi.
Say again, hello, sir.
Hujambo, bwana.
How would you answer?
Sijambo, bibi. Sijambo.
Literally, with the si at the beginning, this response means nothing's the matter. Now she asks, how are you, sir?
Habari gani, bwana? Habari gani?
Answer, very well, thanks.
Nzuri sana, asante.
And how would you say, nothing's the matter?
Sijambo. Sijambo, bibi.
In Swahili, this can also mean, I'm well. Say, I'm well, miss.
Sijambo, bibi. Sijambo, asante.
Ask again, how are you, sir?
Habari gani, bwana?
Respond, I'm well, thanks.
Sijambo, asante. Sijambo.
Now answer, very well, thanks.
Nzuri sana, asante. Nzuri sana.
Say together, very well, and I'm well.
Nzuri sana, sijambo. Nzuri sana, sijambo.
Here is how to say goodbye in Swahili. Listen and repeat.
Kwaheri. Ri. Heri. Heri. Kwa. Kwaheri. Kwaheri.
Say goodbye.
Kwaheri.
And how do you say hello?
Hujambo. Hujambo, bwana.
Respond, hello, miss.
Sijambo, bibi. Sijambo.
Ask, how are you?
Habari gani? Habari gani, bwana?
Answer, very well, miss.
Nzuri sana, bibi. Nzuri sana.
Thank you.
Asante.
I'm well, thanks.
Sijambo, asante. Sijambo, asante.
Say goodbye.
Kwaheri.
She says, I don't understand.
Sifahamu. Sifahamu.
Ask me if I'm American.
Wewe ni Mwamerika? Wewe ni Mwamerika?
Answer, no, miss.
Hapana, bibi.
Say, goodbye, miss.
Kwaheri, bibi. Kwaheri, bibi.
Do you remember how to say, excuse me, miss?
Samahani, bibi. Samahani, bibi.
Listen to what he says next.
Wewe wafahamu? Wewe wafahamu?
Normally, the word you,
wewe,
is understood from the word
wafahamu.
But you also use it for courtesy the first time you address someone in a conversation. How would the man start a conversation by asking, do you understand?
Wewe wafahamu? Wewe wafahamu?
Ndiyo bwana, nafahamu.
Now say, ah, you understand Swahili.
Ah, wafahamu Kiswahili? Ah, wafahamu Kiswahili?
Yes, I understand Swahili.
Ndiyo, nafahamu Kiswahili. Nafahamu Kiswahili.
Ask her how she is.
Habari gani bibi? Habari gani bibi?
How does she answer? Very well, sir. Thank you.
Nzuri sana bwana. Asante. Nzuri sana.
And how does she say, I'm well?
Si jambo. Si jambo.
Now tell her that you don't understand.
Sifahamu. Sifahamu, bibi.
Imagine you're just beginning a conversation with a Kenyan woman. How does she ask you if you understand English?
Wewe wafahamu Kiingereza? Wewe wafahamu Kiingereza?
Tell her, yes, I understand English.
Ndiyo, nafahamu Kiingereza.
Tell her you understand Swahili.
Nafahamu Kiswahili.
Tell her you understand Swahili a little.
Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo. Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
Now say, I don't understand.
Sifahamu.
Do you remember how to say very well, or literally, well very?
Nzuri sana. Nzuri.
Here's how you might say, not very well. Listen and repeat.
Si vizuri sana. Vizuri. Zuri. Vi. Vizuri. Vizuri. Si vizuri sana.
The word well changes when you say this. Say not very well.
Si vizuri sana.
Say, I understand Swahili a little.
Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo. Nafahamu Kiswahili kidogo.
Say, not very well.
Si vizuri sana.
Say, goodbye.
Kwa heri.
Let's try a conversation in Swahili. Let's assume that the person you're speaking to is a young woman, not married. Answer her when she speaks to you.
Hujambo bwana.
Sijambo bibi. Sijambo.
Habari gani?
Nzuri sana, asante. Sijambo.
Wewe ni Mwamerika?
Ndiyo, bibi. Ndiyo.
Wafahamu Kiswahili?
Ndiyo, kidogo. Kidogo. Ndiyo, kidogo.
Not very well.
Si vizuri sana. Si vizuri sana.
Unasema vizuri sana.
She just told you that you speak very well. Thank her.
Asante. Asante, bibi.
Kwa heri, bwana.
Kwa heri, bibi. Kwa heri, bibi.
This is the end of Unit 2.